Chapter 1. Oh my God, which is the only person other than the person themselves who understands the demons in a man's mind. I swear on a stack of Bibles that June 14, 1974 must have been the worst day of my life. It was a hot summer afternoon, and I had been out playing with my best friend. She had gone inside to get a drink, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad. I had played so long that I was walking cross-legged with my legs squeezing tight as a buffalo, going down a manhole. I had grown to the ripe old age of 7, and there was nothing more exciting than playing with my best friend. This day would, however, be different. Something was wrong, terribly wrong. Where was Mama? As I was leaving the bathroom, she hadn't come to the door as she normally had to ask me if I was all right. It felt kind of strange that she wasn't concerned about me tearing too much toilet paper off the roll. That was her normal routine every time I went to the bathroom. She would peer in the door and scold me about my toilet paper use. As I flushed the toilet, I could hear what sounded like several different voices. I didn't see anyone come over, so I was anxious to finish my dirty doings so I could see who was out there. I flushed the toilet, washed my hands, and dashed through the door with curiosity. But I was very much surprised. Nobody was there but Mama. I hadn't noticed her before, but she was there. Only, it didn't look like her. She was standing in her bathroom in front of her mirror with a purple dress that displayed a huge protrusion. I knew that she was going to have a baby, but what confused me was her hair. It looked like a lawnmower had busily hurried across it, missing spots, and that someone had tied multicolored ribbon on each piece of grass that was left behind. And to top it all off, she was talking to someone. But no one was there.
"Do you hear them?" she asked.
"Who, Mama, who?"
"Those voices," she replied. "Those voices."
I was a 7 years old who was looking through the eyes of confusion, seeing my mom standing in the mirror wearing a deep purple dress with a belly the size of the biggest watermelon I could think of, with her hair cut and different color ribbons tied to each little ponytail. Talking to made-up people was frightening. That was a sight that would haunt me for the rest of my life. And the words, "those voices," would ring through eternity. You see, this thing called life started out all wrong. I was born on September 30th, 1966, to a 16-year-old mother who was manipulated and hoodwinked with a whole lot of lies and promises from this young gangster in the neighborhood. He, my father, was very cunning and probably even cute, and he had his way with girls. At least one girl that I know. There I was, bursting on the scene, making my grandmother the youngest granny in town. In those days, when you had a baby, there was a lot of pressure on you to get married. The real pressure was to already have been married before you have kids. Neither one of those plans worked with my parents, because by the time I was 3 months old, my father was shipped off to prison, and that left my mother single with child. My granny just wasn't going to put up with that nonsense, so she and her best friend decided to do some matchmaking. That's when the evil plan began. My granny was never one to mince words, so I was told that the conversation went a little like this. "Red, you need to meet Martha's nephew. His name is John, and he seems to like you."
"I'm not interested in meeting anyone," she replied. "You really should. Who do you think wants a girl who has a baby these days? I suggest you meet him, young lady, and not miss your chance of having a husband. This young man has a job and everything to offer. Miss Martha had this young, handsome nephew who she thought would be perfect for my mom. So the introductions began. You talking about a shotgun wedding? They met, went on a few dates, and were coerced and pushed so hard to get married. And they did, because before I reached the ripe old age of one, they were married. How do you get to know someone that fast? My granny didn't care. All she knew was that her daughter was married and now it was okay to have babies. This was the beginning of a nightmare. John worked for a prominent business and was making good money. We moved into a small apartment in downtown Cincinnati that was rat infested, cold, and dark. My earliest memory was when I was 2. My mom had given birth to my brother, so now there were 2 children in the house. I remember sitting in the dark with candles burning. It was really cold, and I was hungry.
"I'm hungry,"
I said, as we made our way with 1 candle to the kitchen table. "It'll be all right," Mom said as she grabbed my hand, holding tight to my baby brother. She started what seemed to be some sort of chanting. She was doing something I didn't understand. I was familiar with the chanting because I had seen her perform that ritual before, but I had no idea what she was doing. So I was waiting in anticipation for a meal. It seemed as though every time she chanted, someone would knock on the door and instantly a plate of food would somehow magically appear that we shared. I came out to find later that my mom was not chanting, she was praying. And every time she prayed, someone would show up to the door with food for us to eat. John was never at home, and he didn't buy food. Neither did he pay the gas and electric bill, and my mom was always worried, but she never said anything to Granny about it. In those days, you kept whatever business you had to yourself. It was already bad enough she had 2 children and was struggling to keep us safe and fed. She didn't need criticism from others. After being married a little over a year, Mom was finally realizing something about her new husband. He had a gambling problem. The gambling was so serious that it sent our family spiraling into torment and uncertainty. It was something that his whole family did. They had all-night card games, went to bingo, and John took it a step further. He shot dice on the street corners. He was the type of man who gambled his whole paycheck. He had no sense of responsibility. He didn't care that he had a wife and 2 children. He did what he loved best, gambling, while my mom was left borrowing from neighbors and constantly praying to God for help. Thank God for the little old lady who lived on the corner from us. She helped my mom a lot. She did my hair in her parlor, and she would send plates of food home with us. "Here, Red, take this with you. I know it's not much, but it just might hold you for a couple of days." She was the sweetest thing, and she and my mom became good friends. There was also a man who lived next door to us. He must have been concerned, and he gave us food from time to time. All these things took place, yet my mom never said a word to Granny. She knew that she had messed up by having me so young, and she wasn't prepared to be criticized about a failing marriage. Furthermore, she was told to stay with her husband no matter what. That was the rule, and you just didn't break it.